Chris Powers is the color analyst for the University of Memphis football radio broadcast. Joins us every week at this time. Chris, how you doing, man?
Doing well, doing well. Jeff, you were talking about me being bad luck earlier in the season. This may reach an all-time low after this week.
You've done it.
I don't think it could get any worse than this.
Well, I just don't think they give you the microphones aren't good enough, and the you don't have enough good radio equipment there, clearly, in order to and therefore you should be. No, this has obviously been interesting week for Memphis football. Not just that Tommy is now gone, but that he went out the way he did. As someone who is passionate about Memphis football, who played for the Memphis football team, and you make no secret about it, you're deeply interested in seeing this program succeed. What's your reaction to the whole thing, Chris?
Well, I understand why Tommy was let go. That's just the nature of this business, is you've got to win, you've got to produce. All those coaches, the head coaches, get paid a lot of money, and they have to produce on the field. And the last couple of years have just been tough, and Tommy was struggling this year, and I understand, but it's just tough to indict Tommy all by himself on this one. And the things that he said when he went out after RC spoke are things that everybody's been talking about forever. And you just wondered what was going on over in the athletic offices, if they were aware of the same things. And Tommy said it, and it let everybody know that he knows what's going on. He knows what a lot of the problems are, and that he's finally tired of just sitting back and not being public about it.
Do you think it matters? Do you think that what Tommy's spectacle, and it has, it went national. It was on SportsCenter. It's been all over the place. Do you think that it will resonate within that athletic department, and maybe somebody over there will say, you know what, wow, we wish he wouldn't have done it that way, but maybe he's got a point?
Well, I hope so. And to their credit, they have started to improve the facilities. Now, is it as fast as we all want? No. And is it exactly what we all want? No. But finally, I guess they're close to finishing up that turf field over at the practice facility, which will keep the Tigers from having to go practice at a high school when it rains, which is just a complete joke. And then you've got the weight room, which supposedly is going to be coming along before too long. So at least they're getting that. Now, is it the commitment that we all would like to see, fans and alumni and that type of thing? Probably not. But I think a lot of the people who do give a lot of money to the university, and who in the past have given money to the basketball program, they're starting to realize how important football is. And so that's promising. If we can get those guys on board and get something going in that department, then it could help.
What year were you recruited, Chris? What was your last year of high school?
94. I graduated from high school in 94, so I came on my visit in January of 1994.
Did you hear about the weight room then?
Well, I heard about the new practice facility, and when I was on my visit, I was shown blueprints of the practice facility that was going to be done within a couple of years, and that was the last I saw of it until, I guess it was my first or second year when I was recruiting, and we were hosting, and Rip, I guess, obviously had the same blueprints. I was Stobart's last recruiting class, so this was under Chuck Stobart when I first came on my visit, and now Rip was in. And he was hosting recruiting weekends, and he got a backhoe, parked it in a field over by the current complex, and dug a hole and just let it sit there for recruiting weekend to show the recruits, hey, we broke ground.
Oh, God.
And we're showing them the same blueprints. So that's my experience with it. And, of course, that new complex that they built wasn't done until 3 years after I finished.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 8 years. And that, in the 15 years that I've been involved with the program, that is the only improvement to the football facilities that's been made. Now, they did put up a tower and put lights up around one of the practice fields, but that's it.
Did you were you there? I for Tommy's press conference.
Yes.
And what did you think? What was the reaction? Were you as stunned as we all were? Were you about to cheer? What was your, as an alumnus and someone who cares so much about the program, what was your reaction?
Well, being around Tommy a little bit after wins and losses, and just the kind of person he is, you knew that was possible, just because he's so passionate and has so much fire and really cares. And obviously, I didn't know that it was going to go to that extreme, but I was glad that he did it. I was glad that he got it out there. And what it basically was standing up for himself, saying, I've been trying to get all this help and it just hasn't happened. And you want to fire me? Go ahead, fire me. But I'm not the complete liable party here. And I was glad he did it.
Talking to Chris Powers, color analyst of the Memphis Radio Football Broadcast. Chris, what's Tommy's future? Do you know you're around him a lot? You talk to him a lot. Is he somebody who is going to sit on a few million dollars and play golf, or do you think he wants to get back into coaching? Whether it's whatever job he could get, maybe a coordinator somewhere.
I don't know. I have no idea. I know that whichever way he decides to go, he could totally do it. I'm sure that he'd be a great defensive coordinator running a defense. He's shown that in the past. And if he wants to play golf, hey, I hope he leaves a spot open in his group so I can join him. but whichever way Tommy wants to go, he'll be fine. And like I said earlier this week, you look at Tommy after the tough losses, after whatever's going on with the program, and he always puts it back on himself. He doesn't assign blame to any of the players, and that just shows the character that Tommy has and just what a stand-up guy he is and how he protects his guys. And that's one of the things that I know I'll always remember about him and admire him for.
Talking to Chris Powers. Chris Powers is the color analyst on the Memphis Tiger Football Radio broadcast. All right, Chris, we are all playing the game of who's next. Do you have your own personal favorites?
I do. There's a lot of good candidates out there, actually. Gus Malzahn being thrown around. Mm-hmm. Talk about a fast rise. I think, what, 3 years ago, four or five years ago, maybe, he was a head coach at Springdale High School
right.
in Arkansas, and now he's one of the hottest assistant coaches in the country. So I think he would be good. Offensive genius. Then, of course, Larry Porter, who Larry finished his Tiger career the year before that I got here, and he's done a great job down at LSU. He's a great recruiter. And I think that's what you need. That's what you need to do is bring somebody in who can recruit. You want to talk about facilities. Well, are facilities going to all of a sudden make the team better, make the players better? No, that's not what everybody's talking about. What they do is they allow you to go out and recruit better players, and better players win you football games. So you need a guy who can recruit, first of all, and then who's also going to hire great assistant coaches to get the most out of those players and also go recruit. So that's what I've always said. As a head coach, you're only good as the assistants that you hire and the kids that you recruit. So I think that both of those things are important for the next guy. But there are a lot of good names floating around there, and I think this is a huge hire for the university, much like when they were replacing Tick Price and hired Calipari. It's kind of a crossroads, and right now there's rumors of maybe some money coming into the university, or at least more interest from the boosters and the people who give money in building up the football program. And if you can get the right guy kind of at the helm of the ship, then I think we could really be on to something.
Talking to Chris Powers, radio analyst, Tiger Football Broadcast. Tommy is going to close out this season despite it already being announced that he won't return next season. How do you think the players react to that? Is this a situation where they rally around their fallen coach, if you will, or is it just awkward?
Well, if I was a player, I would. I was there for Stobart getting fired. Of course, he got let go after the season,
right?
And then Rip came in January. But if I was a player, and I'm sure that those guys definitely want to go out and play well for Tommy, because this is it, especially those seniors. They've got three games left. Tommy has three games left, so this is it. And I'm sure that they, whether they agree with it or not, I'm sure that they want to go out and play well and kind of send everybody off on the right foot in a positive way. And I know that personally, I would definitely rally around that and use it as motivation.
Can Memphis football succeed at the level, Chris, that people want to see it succeed? And no one's talking about, you know, beating Florida consistently, but I think they are talking about being that sort of program that Houston is, for example, right now, or that Southern Miss certainly has been historically, or, you know, in the brightest vision of the future, you look at what Cincinnati and Louisville have done, having made the jump to the BCS conference, and are succeeding at that level. Do you think, I mean, there is something to the fact Tommy stands there and says, no one has succeeded here. Is there something in the water? Is there something in the geography? Is there something in the passion about basketball? Is this a hopeless proposition, or do you think they can shape a future that looks more like the futures that I just described?
Well, I think there's absolutely no reason why Memphis football can't succeed and be a consistent winner. Absolutely no reason. I think that there's some issues that we have to work through. as far as facilities, as far as just the university. Everybody over there on the other side of the tracks from the athletic building, the university needs to start caring. The university administration needs to make it a priority because it is so important to the entire university. You've heard that saying before, when was the last time 60,000 people showed up to watch a kid take a math test?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get the majority of people around your campus, around your university, and those are the people who give you money, who not only for athletics but also for academics. The Liberty Bowl is another issue. It just seems that not only does Memphis have to go out and the football coaches have to go out and they have to recruit and fight the battles against all the other SEC schools, but then you're sitting there talking about fighting battles with your own city to try to get locker room improvements, do this and that with the Liberty Bowl, and basically it's a derelict stadium. It's fallen down. It needs millions of dollars worth of improvements, but yet we're in this agreement to play in this stadium where – you know, and we go back to the whole on-campus stadium thing, and that now may not be the right time, but I think definitely you'd like to see the leaders of the athletic program and the leader of the university say, okay, now's not the right time, but we do agree that this would be a good thing, and here's how we're going to try to implement it, and here's a time frame. It may be 15 years down the road, but at least everybody would see that they actually understand what all the fans and boosters and alumni have been talking about for so long.
Talking to Chris Powers, Tiger football analyst on the radio broadcast. RC has taken a beating this week for his role in the press conference, specifically the comment about one of the major great things about the program being Memphis International Airport. I ask you, what role did Memphis International play in your recruitment?
Well, I flew Northwest direct from Orlando right to Memphis.
See?
And got picked up.
And now he's a pilot. How much more?
And easy to get out of.
Yeah.
RC, that he probably regrets saying that, but he probably does believe that it's an advantage. But I think really what he's trying to say and what he's trying to talk about is that we have a large market in Memphis. And I think that comes into play when you start talking about the Big East or one of these conferences that we have to get into. That's critical that somehow we find a way to start getting some of those BCS dollars. And I think that's what he was trying to say, is that just we have a large market and the airport is part of that. And like you said, he has taken a beating over that. So I'm sure he regrets saying it a couple of times this week.
All right, last subject, Chris, and that's the Tennessee football program has been nice enough to kick the Memphis football program off the front page here today. With three players being arrested for armed robbery. We understand that football and basketball, there are some kids who are a little rough around the edges who play those sports and who go to college who might not otherwise go to college. You've been in a lot of locker rooms. And I suspect there's some shaky kids in every locker room you've been. How do you make sense of this, Chris? And I don't know. How do you make sense of the whole thing?
Well, they're kids. I think two of them were freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the third was. They were all young. So they're all 18, 19 years old, and kids do stupid things.
This is armed robbery. This is armed robbery. This isn't spray painting your girlfriend's name on the wall of high school.
Well, exactly. You let me finish my point.
I'm sorry. Good luck with that.
Kids will get phone cards and make too many calls home to their girlfriend, sure, or to their mom, that kind of thing, and run up a couple of $100. I know we had that problem one year when I was at Memphis, and everybody was using a phone card, and that's kind of that innocent kids. They want to talk to their girl at home. They want to talk to their mom, and you can understand that. But just like you said, armed robbery is one of those things that it's not kids being kids and a dumb mistake. That's a serious issue right there. That's one that those kids, I don't see how they could ever come back from that. I mean, obviously they're going to go to jail if they did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think their Tennessee football career is over, but that comes down to, I think, hopefully in recruiting is checking out the character of these kids. Yeah, they can play. They're great athletes, but you better make sure you don't have any convicted felons or potential felons on your team, and talk to enough people who are around them in high school and in the school and growing up that you hopefully sniff that out at the beginning.
Chris Powers, you're the best, man. Hang in there. I know it's been a rough go for you, but we're going to get through this season and things will get better for you, I'm sure.
I like the positive outlook, Jeff.
You got it, brother. All right, that's Chris Powers from the Memphis radio broadcast. All right, thanks, Chris.